would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
What a shock. Greetings, is the automatically deleted husband. And I plan to be brief tonight. I did have the joy of going to Publix and then stopping, having seen some people at the farmer's market and so forth. And what did I come back with? Now, this is what I call a tomato. I mean, this thing is huge. And, you know, I think the issue is this, you know, because it doesn't look, you have to cut a bunch of it off. But the taste, I mean, these red things that you buy at, well, places like Publix and whatnot, is just nothing compared to that. I mean, it's amazing. But the important thing, I had a discussion today on Ezekiel, the watchman, the Scopos. And because I've been pondering that, because on the way home, I was thinking about how to explain this idea of Sound of Freedom is based on a true story. And, well, therefore, it's credible. And so I worked as I was walking, you know, typical, walking home, and I thought, okay, here's the title. Chocolate Cake is based on health food, like Sound of Freedom is based on a true story. So, because I was thinking that through, and then I started, when I got home, I started writing, and I have a rather provocative article, and boy, that took some time, and I don't know why I did it, but, and it's not finished. I have a conclusion that it's not, it's just not right. So I have to do a conclusion, and I was thinking, I'm just going to do an article and just put it on, because, you know, because I do have several articles beyond videos. And I'm wondering, because if I put it on, well, actually I haven't checked in a while, because if I put it on like BitChute, you know, the Sound of Freedom, Wag the Dog, Coincidence or Intent video is at 279 views, which, you know, for me is substantial. And again, I would suggest, you know, because the, but, you know, considering about 250 came relatively quickly, my guess is there were actual views. The number that may have actually listened to the whole thing, maybe less than 100. Because a lot of people will get the beginning of it, and now it's not for me. So it's probably less than 100 that actually did it, but I got to some people. Some people may have read it. I've actually attempted to correspond with some other people today on this. Because again, I need an ally. I need an ally desperately. And I found perhaps some others that may indeed be that. We'll see what happens. But so I might do this in video, which will broaden the audience probably, but still, it's a lot of work. You know, one line I have here. It has become all the harder if you have already invested emotions into the movie, seen it, or donated to the organization. It is hard to consider that you may have been suckered. Because the more I look into the organization, it's a money-making scam. And that's really, really unfortunate. And, you know, to write what I wrote, it's not going to go over well with a lot of people, because again, the objective is, and that's why I use, and my intention is to leave you the link, which I believe I already did, to Denis Rancourt, where he talked about why was his article censored, because he had an article, scientific paper, that was censored. After it was out, it was censored. And it was censored because he pointed out the masks are useless. And, you know, so the question was asked him, why? Why would that be censored? And it's because people have an investment. You know, I wore the mask, and you're telling me now I was foolish? Don't go there! I bought into Sound of Freedom, and you're telling me that they're fraud? Don't go there! It's the same thing. So that's why, you know, I'm giving you the image of their Form 990 from Operation Sound of Freedom. That, so if I use it, I will probably use that, and especially the line that says Tim Ballard makes $500,000, which it's kind of like, okay, I'm making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 a year, and I'm going to this organization, this guy who's telling me that he has made all these tremendous sacrifices, and be paid $500,000, and I'm trying to donate to him? What's going on here? And he's talking about all these kids that he's, you know, I'll read one paragraph and then we'll call it finished for the moment. While there's a drama about someone suddenly taken without their will, perhaps transported to a faraway place and then forcibly used for sex, what is the reality? Even Operation Underground Railroad admits that Sound of Freedom does not depict what human trafficking typically looks like. And this is a direct quote coming up here. They state that Hollywood took creative license, their quote, and most trafficking happens through a manipulative grooming process. The term grooming has become part of our lexicon in relation to things like drag queen story hour, which allows us to think it is over there and not something we can avoid. However, they also point out the reality is, and again, quoting them, predators are soccer coaches and trusted teachers, neighbors across the street, uncles and aunts. What they depict in the movie is fraud. It's a money-making scam. It is, to use again their words, sizzle. And just like the mask, you suckered millions. And boy, will that make me a popular fellow to point that out. My lady, my wife, this is the guy you married, remember? The guy who would point out things like, it's not a good idea to kill your kids. It's not a good idea if you claim to follow Christ. You know, when I first realized that, okay, I'm a young follower of Christ, and the pro-life community is constantly pointing to, was it Jeremiah 1:5, Proverbs 31, and another proverb, and of course Psalm 139. You know, knit you together in your mother's womb. It's kind of like, oh, heartthrob. And we need to encourage those people. And then when I got to things like, be fruitful and multiply, Genesis 1:28, God's first command to man, it really changed me. It changed me radically. And I promoted that to several people. And a lot of people said, be gone! Because now you're not talking about them, you're talking about me. And that's not fun. But one of the things that kept me, that became a big encouragement, is one gentleman who said, I didn't like what you said, but I'm convinced you are right. The scripture says very clearly, be fruitful and multiply. We weren't. And now we're pregnant. That had an impact on me. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.